President picks an FBI director.
His name is Christopher Wray.
Terror hits Iran's capital.
Two of the attackers have blown themselves up.
Historic night for an unlikely slugger.
Can you believe it?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's breaking news from the White House this morning. President Trump has made his choice for a new FBI director. Live now to CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
On Twitter, the president calls Christopher Wray a man of impeccable credentials. Wray, and it's spelled W-R-A-Y, served in the Bush administration more than a dozen years ago as an assistant attorney general. As a lawyer in private practice, he represented New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, a key ally of the president's, in the Bridgegate affair. It was 4 weeks ago yesterday that the president fired James Comey, and today, Steve, comes word of the president's pick to replace him.
And, Stephen, just a day before his congressional testimony, we're learning more about James Comey's feelings and dealings about President Trump.
Comey is expected to tell the Senate Intelligence Panel tomorrow about his conversations with the president, in which Mr. Trump urged him to drop an investigation into fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Now, sources tell CBS News that made Comey so uncomfortable that he asked the attorney general to ensure that he not be left alone with the president again. Mr. Trump was asked by reporters yesterday if he had a word for Comey ahead of his testimony.
I wish him luck.
Meanwhile, sources here describe increasing tensions between the president and Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Mr. Trump was apparently angered by Sessions' decision in March to recuse himself from the Russia probe. Steve?
Well, now to Iran, where gunmen and suicide bombers attacked parliament in Tehran and a shrine to the Ayatollah Khomeini. State media reports 12 dead, 42 hurt. The four attackers were killed. Eric Randolph is with a French news agency in Tehran.
The parliament was in session at the time, and the MPs carried on with their session, were actually discussing some relative routine business and refused to be cowed by the attack.
And terror analyst Sajan Gohel says ISIS has claimed responsibility.
It is both a huge setback for Iran and deeply embarrassing that one of the most important political institutions has been penetrated by terrorists.
There's word Russian hackers may have played a role in a diplomatic dispute that's put several Mideast countries at odds with a neighbor. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
Qatar's isolation is reportedly in reaction to a false news report planted by cyber hackers on May 23rd. The story attributed false remarks to the Qatari leader that appeared friendly to Iran and Israel. The FBI has confirmed the hack may have resulted in fake news sharing and that Russia is a suspect.
Part of Russia's activity is to drive a wedge between the U.S. and our allies.
CBS News security contributor Frank Salufo says the U.S. cannot let the incident undermine its relationship with Qatar, which hosts the largest American military base in the Middle East.
U.S. presence in Qatar is so critical to our campaign against ISIS.
A grim discovery in the River Thames as the death toll in the London terror attack rises. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
45-year-old Frenchman Xavier Thomas hadn't been seen since Saturday night's atrocity, and it was feared he'd been knocked off London Bridge as the terrorists mowed down pedestrians in their rented van. Now, a body's been pulled from the Thames, and French President Emmanuel Macron has confirmed Thomas was the third French national and eighth person killed in the attack. A Spaniard is still missing. He was last seen trying to defend a woman from the knife-wielding attackers using only his skateboard. Steve?
At the Bill Cosby trial, jurors are hearing from the star witness, the woman who accuses the Hollywood icon of sexual assault.
Andrea Constand will take the stand for a second day after getting grilled by Bill Cosby's attorneys who are painting her a liar. They wonder why it took the accuser a year to go to police and claim she only got an attorney when she had trouble getting a hold of Cosby. Constand's testimony had her in near tears, recalling a night in 2004 at Cosby's home where she says he gave her pills that made her numb. She says he sexually assaulted her, and a year later, over the phone with her mother on the line, he apologized. Matt Piper, CBS News, Norristown, Pennsylvania.
In Texas, lawmakers have been called to a special session next month to consider a bathroom bill targeting transgender people.
You had to, if you were in a public school, use the bathroom of your gender. And that's something I agree with.
Dividing Republicans and Democrats.
The business community all around the state of Texas does not support this bill.
We've seen what happened in North Carolina.
North Carolina repealed and replaced its bathroom law. Shake up at Uber, the ride-hailing company. 20 employees have been fired for sexual harassment, discrimination, and bullying. CBS News tech analyst Larry Maggott.
Uber has had a number of complaints about sexual harassment among its workforce and had instituted a look into the company's corporate culture, hiring former Attorney General Eric Holder to help them better understand what's wrong and what they should do about it.
A former Apple executive has been hired by Uber to try to restore the corporate brand. The Justice Department calls it the biggest penalty for violations of the Do Not Call list, an Illinois judge ordering the satellite TV company Dish to pay $280 million. Dish Network says contractors hid what they were doing from the company and it plans to appeal. Promises to be an uncomfortable summer at Sears. The slumping retailer says it will close 16 stores, 7 auto centers, and 49 Kmarts by September. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says it's another chapter in a sad story.
Sears Holding hasn't turned an annual profit since 2010. Since then, losses have totaled over $10 billion. The company currently owes over $4 billion to creditors.
Well, heading into last night's game against St. Louis, Cincinnati Reds utility man Scooter Jeanette had 3 home runs on the season. He came to bat in the third inning. That was a grand slam, but it was just the beginning.
Is this going to go? You got to be kidding.
No kidding. An inning later, he blasted a home run. Then in the sixth,
he has done it again.
But Jeanette wasn't finished.
Phil Jeanette, the first Red ever, with 4 home runs in a game. Unbelievable.
4 home runs. He also hit a single to go 5 for 5 and drove in 10 runs in the Reds' 13-1 win over the Cardinals on Fox Sports Ohio. He's the first player in Reds history to do that and just the 17th in the major leagues. A strange end to a high-profile trial in North Carolina. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
A judge declared a mistrial and held a juror in contempt in the trial of 58-year-old Word of Faith Fellowship minister Brooke Covington. 71-year-old jury foreman Perry Shade was arrested and immediately jailed for 30 days for bringing outside legal documents into jury deliberations. Christine Bryant is a former church member.
Even in getting this far is a justice for all of the survivors of the Word of Faith Fellowship.
5 church leaders are accused of beating a gay member who says he was attacked to expel, quote, homosexual demons. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
A copy of W.O. Mitchell's book, Who Has Seen the Wind, turned up the other day at a library in West Hartford, Connecticut. A post-it note on the book said, sorry it's taken so long. The card inside said it was due back September 29th, 1965. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.